First U.S. warship to visit Vietnam in 3 decades today ended its 4-day port call to Ho Chi Minh City, which of course used to be known as Saigon. The USS Vandegrift lined the flags of both the United States and Vietnam, sailed down the Saigon River into the South China Sea after contributing in a small way to improving U.S.-Vietnamese relations. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Ho Chi Minh City.
Friday night, last chance for liberty for the U.S. sailors, the first crew to stroll these streets in nearly 30 years. The bars and the come-ons are still here, but today's Ho Chi Minh City is a far different place than the Saigon U.S. servicemen knew during the war. The skyline is now dotted with gleaming high-rise buildings, the streets are packed with expensive motorbikes, and designer boutiques lure both foreign tourists and wealthy Vietnamese, for whom a communist government apparently does not mean economic hardship. On a Friday night, if you're looking for sailors, a bar called Apocalypse Now seems a good bet. The walls are decorated with posters from the movie the bar is named for. The inscription on a surfboard near the entrance reminds patrons of one of the film's most memorable lines, "Charlie, don't surf." Many of the USS Vandegrift's sailors weren't born till after the war, neither were most Vietnamese. But for better or worse, bars like this one still attract the curious, like Vandegrift Ensign Jason Nelson from Sterling, Illinois.
It's a good place to hang out, have a good time. Here's good music and good drinks, so pretty much all we needed. The people here have been great. You know, it's been a wonderful reception. I didn't know what to expect coming to Vietnam for the first time, but it was very, very warm welcome.
The sailors have a few beers, they dance a little, flirt with the waitresses, but there's a strict curfew and strict orders to behave. Some even skip the bar scene and the sightseeing and the gift buying, volunteering instead for one of several community relations projects organized for the ship's visit.
And they also need some guys to dig those holes deeper.
Con So is a shrimp farming village across the river from the city in a fairly rural part of Ho Chi Minh province. This area was bitterly contested during the war, controlled by the U.S.-backed South Vietnamese Army during the day and the Viet Cong at night.
Street down?
Okay.
Under a sweltering sun, 24 U.S. sailors are digging the foundation for a new kindergarten. Roger Riggs is a 25-year-old bosun's mate from Orlando, Florida. He's done community work before, he says, but not like this.
This one, to me, it's a little more meaningful. Because, you know, you join the Navy to see the world, but, you know, here you get to help the Navy out, you get to help the U.S. out, you know, build relations with Vietnam.
The sailors stop for a sumptuous picnic of steamed shrimp and crab and beer. The local Deputy Communist Party leader, Nguyen Binh Chu, watches, beaming.
Today the sailor came here as friend for the children, for the young generation. So I think that it's good news. It's good, even though they was our enemy. But today they came as friends, so we are friends.
Back in Ho Chi Minh City, a friendly volleyball game between a group of Vietnamese naval cadets and a team from the U.S. ship. The Americans in shorts and t-shirts are bigger and stronger, towering over their Vietnamese opponents. The Americans win the first point of the game, but it's basically downhill from there. The Vietnamese have home court advantage and appear, well, more motivated. They win the best of 3 series in 2 straight, applause and handshakes all around. U.S.-Vietnamese ties, both diplomatic and economic, have been improving steadily since officially normalizing relations in 1995. The ship visit and the Vietnamese defense minister's recent trip to Washington show military ties are growing stronger, too. The U.S. can use another friend in the region. The Vietnamese, with an increasingly assertive China to the north, may want one, too, but on their terms. On Wednesday, the day the Vandegrift docked here, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution accusing Vietnam of religious oppression. The Vietnamese government response was swift, accusing the House of interfering in the internal affairs of Vietnam. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Ho Chi Minh City.